Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Strength Training for Seniors, Gentle Chair and Standing Routines to Boost Strength, Balance, Posture, and Confidence is a practical exercise guide by James Atkinson aimed at older adults who want a safe entry point into resistance-based movement. The book belongs to the senior fitness and home exercise category, with a focus on accessible routines rather than athletic performance or complex training theory. Its purpose is to help readers use gentle, repeatable exercises to support everyday function, especially activities that depend on leg strength, postural control, joint stability, and confidence while moving. The program is framed around chair-based and standing movements, which makes it relevant for beginners, people returning to exercise, and seniors who may not be comfortable with gym environments, rather than presenting strength training as strenuous bodybuilding. The book positions it as a practical tool for maintaining independence, reducing physical hesitation, and building capacity for daily tasks. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, chair-based strength work makes exercise accessible for limited mobility. A central feature of the book is its use of chair-based routines as a legitimate form of strength training rather than a secondary option. For many seniors, the largest barrier to exercise is not lack of interest, but uncertainty about safety balance and whether a movement can be performed without strain. Chair exercises reduce that barrier by giving the reader a stable base and allowing attention to shift toward controlled movement, breathing, and muscle engagement. This approach is especially useful for beginners, people who tire quickly, or those who feel insecure when standing for long periods. The chair format also allows common strength patterns, such as pressing, lifting the knees, extending the legs, and mobilizing the upper body to be practiced in a lower risk position. The practical value lies in gradual participation. A reader does not need to master standing balance before beginning to strengthen the body. By starting seated, the program can build familiarity with movement mechanics and help establish consistency before more demanding variations are introduced. Secondly, standing routines connect strength gains to balance and fall prevention. The standing component broadens the program from isolated movement practice to functional fitness. Daily life requires repeated standing actions, rising from a chair, reaching, turning, stepping, carrying objects, and adjusting posture while walking. Exercises performed while upright more directly challenge the muscles and coordination systems involved in those tasks. In a senior fitness context, this matters because strength and balance are closely related. Weak legs, poor hip control, and reduced ankle stability can make the body less responsive when footing changes or weight shifts unexpectedly. By including gentle standing exercises, the book addresses the practical problem of confidence during movement rather than strength in a narrow gym sense. The routines appear designed to develop controlled weight transfer, lower body endurance, and steadier posture while remaining manageable for older adults. The balance focus is not presented as a separate specialty skill, but as something built through repeated, low-impact standing practice. This gives the book relevance for readers who want exercise to translate into safer mobility. Thirdly, posture is treated as a trainable outcome of strength and body awareness. The title places posture beside strength and balance, which signals an important emphasis in the book. Posture is not treated only as a matter of standing up straight through willpower. In older adults, posture is influenced by muscular endurance, upper back strength, hip mobility, core control, and habitual movement patterns. Gentle strength exercises can support posture by reminding the body how to align the shoulders, stabilize the trunk, and move the limbs without collapsing forward. This is particularly relevant for readers who spend long periods sitting, use screens, or have gradually lost confidence in upright movement. The book likely keeps this work practical by using simple chair and standing positions instead of technical corrective exercise language. That makes posture training less intimidating and more integrated into a routine. The reasoning is straightforward: when the muscles that support the spine, shoulders, and hips are practiced regularly, the body has more capacity to maintain comfortable alignment during ordinary activities. The benefit is functional, not cosmetic. Fourthly, gentle progression supports confidence without demanding a gym identity. The book stands out in its category by framing strength training as something seniors can approach without adopting the culture or expectations of conventional fitness programs. Many older beginners are discouraged by routines that assume prior exercise knowledge, gym equipment, or tolerance for discomfort. This guide appears to use gentle progression, meaning movements can be started at a basic level and repeated until they feel familiar before the reader advances. That structure is important because confidence is built through successful practice, not through intensity alone. If a person completes a manageable session without pain, confusion, or fear of falling, the likelihood of returning to exercise increases. The combination of chair and standing work also allows a reader to adjust effort on difficult days rather than abandoning the routine entirely. This makes the program more sustainable for people whose energy, mobility, or joint comfort may vary. Its strength is not novelty of exercise science, but the careful matching of movement demands to the needs of older adults. Lastly, the home routine format prioritizes independence and daily consistency. Another important dimension of the book is its home-based practicality. Senior exercise guides are most useful when they reduce friction, minimal equipment, clear movement categories, and routines that can fit into ordinary life. The chair and standing format supports that goal because it uses familiar household space and does not require specialized machines. This matters for readers who may have transportation limits, discomfort in group classes, or budget concerns. The deeper implication is that strength training becomes part of self-management rather than a scheduled external service. Regular short routines can support independence by preserving the physical qualities needed for household tasks, stairs, standing from seated positions, and maintaining steadiness while moving around the home. The book does not need to promise dramatic transformation to be valuable. Its realistic benefit is helping readers create repeatable habits that protect functional capacity over time. In this sense, the routines serve as maintenance work for daily living, with strength, balance, posture, and confidence reinforcing one another. In conclusion, strength training for seniors is best suited for older adults who want a cautious, practical introduction to strength exercise, especially those who prefer home routines over gym-based programs. It is also relevant for caregivers, family members, or wellness professionals looking for an approachable framework that emphasizes safety, confidence, and functional movement. The practical benefit is that it translates strength training into movements connected to daily life, rather than presenting it as a performance goal. Readers can gain a clearer sense of how seated and standing exercises may support balance, posture, leg strength, and general mobility. Its intellectual value is modest, but useful. It reframes resistance training as a tool for independence and physical reassurance in later life. Compared with many senior fitness books, its distinguishing feature is the combined use of chair and standing routines, which gives readers more flexibility across different ability levels. Some similar guides focus mainly on stretching, walking, or seated movement alone. This book occupies a more specific position by linking gentle strengthening to balance and posture outcomes. It may not be the ideal choice for advanced exerciser seeking detailed programming theory, but it is well positioned for beginners who need clear, manageable, senior-oriented routines. If you would like to support James Atkinson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.